Help us, Lord, to look to your home as our home. And please, Lord, help us to understand and receive your word. Amen. Please sit down. We've reached Revelation chapter 10 in our August mini-series. And those who've been here the last 2 weeks will know the scene in Revelation 8 to 11. It's a section involving seven trumpets, trumpet warnings, like alarms or sirens, as we might say today. And last week we reached the sixth trumpet in chapter 9. But now here in chapter 10, there's a pause before the seventh. Can you see? Do look it up and follow through. You'll find it more satisfying to understand the text if you follow it. It's there on page 273 of the Church Bibles at the back, the last book of the Bible, page 273, Revelation chapter 10. Verse 1 says this, "And I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, with a rainbow over his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. He held a little scroll open in his hand." So here comes the next angel. He looks quite a lot like the picture of Jesus we were given earlier on in the book of Revelation. So it seems he's a messenger who copies Jesus. But he hasn't got a trumpet. That's the surprise, isn't it, as you go through this little scene? We were told there'd be seven angels with seven trumpets, but this one isn't one of those seven. This is another messenger who hasn't got the next trumpet. Instead, he's got a little scroll. I think a little scroll would be the equivalent of a letter. You know, you might say, oh, look, here's this angel. He hasn't got a trumpet and he's got a letter. Now, the whole of this four chapters, this particular scene from Revelation, focuses on the warnings which everyone needs to heed. They're warnings which are given to the whole people of the earth. Now, other sections have different focuses, but this one's focus is warnings. But even so, we see here in chapter 10, it's not just about warnings. Because it's not good just to give warnings, is it? As a parent of a young child, I must give some warnings. So if they were playing in the garden, I might say, don't eat soil. Don't eat plants and flowers. Don't play in the flower beds. Don't annoy wasps. You do need to give warnings. That's part of life. Not only with children. And some warnings will be needed. But at the same time, I want to give encouragement. Encouragement as to where to direct attention and energy. So with the child, you might say, play on the grass. Here's a ball. There's a toy lawnmower. Run to that tree and back. Where's our picnic? As well as warnings, which are necessary, we also need encouragement and direction. And that's what the angel in chapter 10 is bringing. Can you see in verses 2 to 4 that the message could be more warnings? There's certainly more to warn about. Seems that there are many more warnings which all people need to hear, but the warnings are being put away. Verse 2, he held a little scroll open in his hand, setting his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. He gave a great shout like a lion roaring. When he shouted, the seven thunders sounded. And when the seven thunders had sounded, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up what the seven thunders have said and do not write it down. Thunder is a warning, isn't it? I take it as a warning that there's a storm on the way. And if I take note of the thunder, I'll avoid getting hit by lightning. A lion's roar is a warning, isn't it? Better get somewhere safe. It sounds like there's a lion in the district. But the voice from heaven says, let's not write any more of that. The six trumpets of the six angels have been sounded, and the people have had plenty of warning. So let's pause on the warnings. Why pause on the warnings? Well, the angel goes on to say, first, because the time is short, verses 5 to 7. Then the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and the land raised his hand to heaven, swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, the sea and what is in it, there will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is to blow his trumpet, the mystery of God will be fulfilled as he announced to his servants the prophets. First, because the time is short, there will be no more delay. And second, because the priority is spreading the good news of the gospel. Can you see in verse 8 and following? Then the voice that I'd heard from heaven spoke to me again, saying, go take the scroll that is open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. Let's just pause a moment. In our times, in our society, would you say people today have had too much of God's warnings? I'd say you might have said that in times gone by, when church preachers were known for preaching fire and brimstone. Why was that phrase used? Because they were preaching warnings, which is part of the message of the Bible. But today, in England, we're certainly not short of warnings about climate change or health and diet. But I would contend that probably we are short of warnings about our lack of repentance and our eternal destination. Most people don't consider those things at all. Mind you, many of us ignore most of the warnings about climate change and healthy diet too. Warnings are necessary, so necessary, but we humans have a rebellious streak in us, deep in us. Which is why the angel in chapter 10 comes with a different approach, because time is running out. There will be no more delay, but in the days when the seventh angel is to blow his trumpet, the mystery of God will be fulfilled. The purposes of God for his universe will be completed. The things which the Lord has said in his word will happen. The warnings and promises of the gospel of Jesus are not empty. It will come to pass, says the messenger, even if half the preachers in the land have given up on that part of the message. It will happen. And when the seventh angel is ready to blow his trumpet, time will be up, no more delay. And because time is running out, it becomes even more important to spread the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. Not even more warnings, the thunders are sealed up, but instead, every encouragement to receive salvation. The little scroll is the message to emphasize. Verse 8, go take the scroll that is open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. It's not a closed letter, it's an open letter. People can read, hear. Now, isn't it an interesting picture that the good news of Jesus is quite a little scroll? Actually, the Christian good news is a short message. The response the Lord wants from us all can be summarized in not so many words. The Christian message is not a long essay. It's a little letter in a friendly card. God loves you so much that he gave his only son to offer you the chance of salvation. It's not complicated or long-winded, although people try and make it such. Jesus died and rose again so that if you repent and believe him, you will be with him forever. It doesn't take a lot of ink or screen space. The little scroll brings a gospel message. Let's just read from verse 8 again. Then the voice that I'd heard from heaven spoke to me again, saying, "Go, take the scroll that is open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land," everywhere. So I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. Obviously important. And he said to me, "Take it and eat. It will be bitter to your stomach, but sweet as honey in your mouth." So I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and I ate it. It was sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I'd eaten it, my stomach was made bitter. There are allusions to Ezekiel chapter 3 here. A message of God offered to be eaten. That's what we're to receive, the message of God, right in our guts. And what should be our experience? Well, it should taste sweet, but give us a rumbly tummy. Sweet in the mouth, rumbly in the tummy. Why? What's being said there? Well, the Christian good news of free and full forgiveness for the humble, changed sinner is very sweet. It is rescue offered to everyone. It's free to receive the greatest gift of God, to be right with him. That's sweet. Like a big chocolate cake. That is sweet. But digest the good news for a while, like a big chocolate cake, and you realize there are other implications. Harder to digest. The good news of salvation is great. I'm so glad to be saved, but, oh, what about my friends? What happens to the other people? Jesus offers this to everyone, but what about those who haven't heard about Jesus or who get a warped view of Jesus, maybe through the influence of another worldview or religion, and that's all they hear? Well, I'm glad to repent and be saved. That's brilliant. But now I know that I must keep on repenting and changing, and, oh, that sounds hard. So, the good news of Jesus is very sweet, but also brings a certain discomfort in the stomach, because these sorts of things are harder to digest. But this is the message of God. It is good for us, and it is good for everyone, and everyone needs to hear it before the seventh trumpet is blown. And indeed, in verse 11, then they said to me, "You must prophesy again about many peoples and nations and languages and kings." Everyone needs to hear the message. So receive the gospel yourself. Eat it. Chew it. Get it in your guts. And spread it to others. all others. This is what we must do. This is where to direct our energy and our attention, says the this section of Revelation to John. Yes, the warnings need to come out, and God will give them, but at the same time, address your energy and your attention to spreading the gospel to everyone. Even as the trumpet sounds, spread the good news of Jesus. While there is time left, spread the good news of Jesus. Receive it from the Lord, eat it, enjoy it, chew on it, face the discomforts too, and spread it. The warnings are there to wake people up to the nature of the future and their own precarious position. And the good news needs to follow up so that people are saved. That is God's message. It's God's message all the way through the Bible. It's Jesus' message by the Sea of Galilee. And it is the message in Revelation chapter 10. Let's pray. Lord, please save us from complicating things more than we need to. Please help us to eat your good news so that it's deep in our guts, for your name's sake. Amen.